The Supreme Court in Obergefell in 2015 forgot all that. They forgot that the statutes are actually just trying to make clear the policy that already existed, that there is a thing called marriage.
Yeah.
To say you created marriage. As if we repealed the marriage license statute, a marriage would be abolished. It'd be like, well, I don't even know what a marriage is anymore. We don't have a license statute. I mean, can you picture that?
Yeah.
That's what most states do. Right. You can't get married without a license. So presumably, if positive law statutes are strictly creations out of the mind of a legislator, if they repeal the statute, marriage would go away.
Interesting.
There wouldn't be any such thing.
Yeah. So the original idea of statutory law is to just make clear what common law already granted, what's already granted by God. So marriage is granted by God.
Right.
State didn't create marriage. They created a licensing program system in order to just identify these two people are actually married originally. But what they've done in jettisoning common law, now they're saying basically all there is statutory law. All there is positive law, meaning that's the only kind of law there is if man gives you something. And then if the licensing goes away, marriage has gone away.
And to say, yeah, exactly. And to say that we are the ones who grant you marriage.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So now, that's, yeah. Yeah. We're God.
Yeah. We're God in this situation.
Yeah.